Farm Bill priorities for the National Association of Wheat Growers are typically ironed out during today's board meeting at the Commodity Classic. But CEO Chandler Gould says that's not the case this year.
You know, in talking with our colleagues over in the corn and soy, normally we come out of Commodity Classic with our top 10 Farm Bill priorities. But I think just due to the lack of Farm Bill hearings that are happening so far in D.C., I don't think we're going to come out with our priorities probably until May or June of this year. And that seems to be pretty much a lock and step with the committees and with corn and soy and sorghum and the other commodity organizations. So just a little bit of a delay this year, but we will get them out.
That doesn't mean wheat growers aren't considering what could be changed in the next Farm Bill. Gould says a few items to be thinking about include changes in farm programs like ARC and PLC.
Now, we thought some of the modeling that the USDA put out where you could determine which one was better. We need a little more producer education on that, maybe through extension, just because the models were difficult to interpret. But really, overall, we think that program worked really well. I think really where we're going to start looking at things is probably going to be more in Title II, and depending on what the Congress and the USDA are wanting to do with Climate Smart Ag and how is that going to affect conservation programs. We don't know the answer to that yet.
Reference prices and the length of a conservation reserve program contracts are also expected to get attention, along with disaster aid.
Do we want to continue, which I think we will, having a robust crop insurance program? Do we need to beef that up a little bit? There's, of course, I think you heard last week as well, I think several commodities are looking at the equity in Title I and the reflection of reference prices to cost of production right now. And if you want to try to keep the flexibility between ARC and PLC and then beef up crop insurance even more and then do a permanent disaster program and then maybe raise PLC prices, you're going to run out of money somewhere.
South Dakota Wheat Growers Association Executive Director Karen Osman is gathering a laundry list of Farm Bill issues from other states to review in South Dakota.
And go through our 7 districts, and we have meetings all across the state through the summer, and ask my members how those affect them. And that is what I want to work on at this Commodity Classics, take back information, share it with my members, and then come back and share it with NOG and say, yes, we support it, no, we can't live with that, and go forward from that point.
During today's board meeting, NOG will also be setting policy priorities for the year ahead, considering a proposal to change up meeting schedules for future years and more. Reporting Agriculture's Business from the Commodity Classic in New Orleans, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.